Our next and final report from the schools this week comes from our good friends over in Two Harbors, or near Two Harbors, at the North Shore Community School. Robbie Teege is the teacher there.
Hello from North Shore Community School on the North Shore of Lake Superior. This is the phonology report for the week of January 19th, 2019. My name is JT and I'm your phonologist for this week. The week has been frigid with chilly temperatures and wind chill. On Friday the 25th, the temperature with wind chill was minus 31 below zero. It was too cold for outdoor recess. On Monday night, many students stayed up late to observe the Blood Wolf moon. This was due to a lunar eclipse. The red hue of the moon is because all blue light is scattered, leaving the red to be seen, much like in our colorful sunsets. Also on Monday night into Tuesday morning, 6+ inches of light fluffy snow fell. On Wednesday night, the moon was bright and orange. On the 24th, the winds were extremely high, waiting down at the bus stop. Have you noticed how cold it was? The week, the low temp in Duluth was negative 40 degrees. Brr. This week, we are thinking of all the wildlife that is not hibernating. They have to survive in the frigid weather. Imagine a world where you can't come inside a warm house or school. We see hardly animal tracks in our woods. Deer are a rare sight to see now. Many plants have completely dried up, and even their seed heads are buried in the snow. On our school pond, the cattails are still above the snow level. Many trees have been nibbled on. Lizzie noticed a hawk flying above her house in circles on the 23rd of January. On the 21st of January, Elena saw a crow cawing. It almost seemed like it seemed to be laughing. Maya heard some hooting out her house window and spotted an owl sitting in a tree next to the house. The kindergartners have a tall snowdrift out their classroom window. They noticed many hare or rabbit tracks leading to a hole in the drift. Could it be a warm winter den? It is close to our three sisters' garden. Maybe they are harvesting some garden food we left behind. This concludes the phonology report. Have a warm week and be observant.
Thank you, JT. Nice job. Lots of good observations from around the school there. Those kids are really well-equipped to keep track of nature and are doing a great job, as are all of our students. And we appreciate all that they add to our morning programming on Tuesdays. Thank you so much.